From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Vengeance by David Thompson, number 43 in the Wilderness series. Now let's begin with Vengeance. Chapter 1. The man came down the narrow street slowly. He paused often to look behind him and listen. At that late hour, his were the only footsteps, the sigh of the wind the only other sound. On his right, a house reared out of the darkness. None of the windows was lit. The yard had suffered neglect, and the weather vane on the roof creaked. The gate creaked, too, when the man opened it and moved along an overgrown path to the porch. He climbed cautiously. A brass knocker hung on the door, but he used his knuckles instead, rapping lightly so as not to wake any of the neighbors. When there was no response, the man knocked again. While he waited, he shifted his weight from one foot to the other and clenched and unclenched his hands. At last, there was the scrape of metal on metal, and the door swung in on raspy hinges. A black cavity yawned before him. The man started to take a step, but hesitated. "Hello?" he said softly. "Is anyone there?" From the depths of the house came a muffled noise the man could not identify. He repeated his question, and when there was no reply, he turned to go.
"Do you have the note you were sent?"
The man gave a start and nearly tripped over his feet. "Yes," he said, probing the inky interior. He fished the note from a pocket and held it out. "See? I have it right here." A hand twice the size of his took it and withdrew into the dark.
"So you are Mr. Benjamin, is that correct?"
"Yes, I'm Ira Benjamin." "But how can you read when there's no light?"
"Please follow me. The others have already arrived, and it would not do to keep the mistress waiting."
"Mistress?" Benjamin repeated. "That's a strange way to refer to her. Who are you? Her butler?"
"This way, if you please." The voice came from farther in.
Benjamin stepped over the threshold and immediately couldn't see his hand when he held it in front of his face. "Can't you light a lamp? What's to keep me from walking into a wall?"
"Follow the sound of my voice. Keep walking, and in a few moments we'll be at the cellar. That's where the others are."
"Who are these others you keep talking about?" Benjamin strained to hear the man's footsteps, but he moved as silently as a cat.
"You will know them when you see them. All will be made clear," was the enigmatic answer. "Keep following my voice. That's it. A little more. Another few yards, and here we are."
A door opened, and a rectangle of pale light spilled into the hallway. For the first time, Benjamin saw the other man clearly, and he involuntarily shivered.
"My goodness, you're a big one."
Over 7 feet tall, if he was an inch, Benjamin's guide wore a short black jacket and black pants, the jacket sculpted to his muscular frame like a second skin.
"I'll take that as a compliment, sir."
"After you, if you please." A flight of stairs led down. Benjamin descended partway, then stopped. Below was a musty basement, the walls cracked and pitted, the overhead beams caked with grime. "Why in the world are we meeting in this godforsaken place?"
"Because I deemed it prudent," said a melodious female voice with a hard undercurrent.
"Please, won't you join us?" Benjamin continued to the bottom. A table had been placed near the left-hand wall. Behind it sat a woman all in black with a stylish hat and a lacy veil that covered half her face.
"You're the one," he said.
"Yes," the woman confirmed. "You will soon be $1,000 richer, thanks to me."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?